May be seated.
Before I read the scripture or say much more, I'm gonna tell you a story in my message today, and I'm gonna tell you the story kind of backwards because I'm gonna tell you the end of the story first, and because I don't want to keep you in suspense after I say this. I am going to be your pastor for another year.
Amen. Okay.
At least as of today, anyway. Now, I'm going to tell you the story and share with you. How many of you, I know we've got some visitors and people that haven't been coming for, how many of you have never heard an All I Ever Needed to Know sermon? If you haven't heard one, there's some of you haven't heard that, I know. Well, I've got an All You Ever Needed to Know sermon this morning. John, you can put that up there. This is the title of the sermon. All I Needed to Know, I Learned After an Unexpected Phone Call. This week, Tuesday afternoon, I got a telephone call. Jamie, I was talking to you on the phone. We were talking about Wednesday night's music. And I looked at my cell phone, and I said, I don't recognize that number. I said, let me take this, Jamie. I took it. It was a district superintendent. District superintendent calls you on the cell phone, on your cell phone. It's not usually, it's usually something that she needs to talk to you about. So I said, Jamie, I'll talk to you later. I got to go. So, with that phone call, I had things and expectations pretty much shaken up for me. I was told then and there that most likely I would be moving. Well, I'm not going to give every detail of the story or anything. I'm going to start out by just going back and looking at the situation kind of from a biblical perspective. The first thing that I learned this week when I got that unexpected call is that we only think we're in control. How many of you think you're in control of your life? Think you got things under control? I don't see a whole lot of hands going up. But I know there's times, most of us, we think we got things pretty well in hand. You know, and I'm one of them people. I thought, you know, last Sunday was a great Sunday. And then Renee and I talked about this, you know, after the fact. You know, I get up here and I talk about how wonderful things are going in this new building and breaking ground, new people joining the church, how good it is to see what God is doing and be a part of what God is doing. And it's, you know, it's not me, it's not you or one individual, but it's what God is doing. And I believe that. And things look like they're moving along real well. Well, Tuesday, I'm looking at the fact that I'm going to have to stand up here today and tell you that I'm leaving. I can realize and see how quickly what I feel like I'm in control of and how my plans are set, how quickly they can change. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14 kind of give us a little bit of indication scripturally on how this works. Let's read that. Chapter 4, 13 and 14. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there and buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Folks, we have so little control that it's really scary when it just becomes completely evident. You know, we think that we're in control of our position, our job. How many of you have unexpectedly lost jobs? I have. Just out of the wild blue. The man that owned the company when I worked there walked in on a Monday and said, Friday will be our last day. Absolutely no control whatsoever over that. We think our wealth will control us. We have control of that because I have stocks and I have bonds and I have money in the bank. Well, folks, let me tell you, those people in 1929 across America thought they had things pretty well under control too. And they saw how quickly that was just nothing but an illusion. Folks, our wealth can be that elusive and that false that kind of a false sense of security. Life itself. I mean, we can be in the perfect health. We can be without any kind of health problems, but we know what happens. Accidents happen. Random things happen. Things completely out of the blue. No part of our existence is truly that much in control. The one thing that we can be certain of, though, is the eternal life that we are guaranteed through Jesus Christ. And we can only have that and know of that for sure because of what Jesus did, not ourselves. The second thing that I learned this week after an unexpected phone call was that prayer is not the least we can do, it's the most. Let me read Luke 11:9-10. I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Folks, I'm not just talking theoretically about that I was going to be moved. I'm talking about it was a done deal. Tuesday, I got the call that it was possible. Wednesday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I got the call that it was going to happen. Thursday, I got the letter in the mail confirming it. I mean, this is not that they were thinking about it. It was going to happen. It had happened. For 2 days, I was appointed elsewhere. Now, it wouldn't have taken place until June at the normal movement time. But I was, for all practical purposes, no longer your pastor come the last Sunday of June, the fifth Sunday of June. It was a done deal. I know that there was a lot of prayer. I prayed, looked for God's will, seek God's will, and I know there were people praying here. After I got that word, I couldn't tell people, but I could call Sandy as the chair of the PPR committee and inform her about that, and then she had to arrange a meeting with the district superintendent. And I know that because of their plea to Ashley that this wasn't the proper time, and by their prayers and others, that things got changed. I don't think it was an accident that changed. I felt like 5 years ago when I came here that I was where I was supposed to be. I felt that way then, and nothing in the last 5 years has made me feel otherwise. This week, I still feel the same way. And when asked about it by the DS, what was my input on it, my response was that I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I haven't had anything that indicated or made me feel otherwise. But having said that, I said I want to be where God is, where God wants me to be, and wherever that is. Folks, prayer changes things. Prayer makes a difference. And we can't pray selfishly. We can't pray foolishly. But we need to pray for God's will, for His plan to be fulfilled. That's the second thing that I learned this week, is that prayer is not the least we can do. It is absolutely the most. And we forget that, and we take that for granted so many times. How many times have you told a friend who was going through something or someone who was going through something, well, Dan, the least I can do is I can pray for you. It's the least I can do is to pray for you. Well, folks, that's wrong. That's the most that you can do for anybody. Pray for them. The third thing that I learned this week is to trust God. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 27. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Folks, ultimately, when you pray about it, you put it in God's hands. You have to just finally give it over to Him. You have to just say, Lord, it's yours. It's you, Lord, and I trust you. Because, folks, God is still in control, regardless of how chaotic our world seems to be today. Regardless of all the violence, the war, the afflictions, the suffering, the poverty, the hunger. You know, I know that sounds crazy for me to stand up here and say that I believe that God's in control, even though all those things are going on. But my answer to that is if God was not in control and had a people that He were drawing out and inspiring to be caring and compassionate in the world, this world would be such a terrible place we'd all want to go out and just jump off the bridge down there on I-40 right now. It would be that bad. But how do we answer for all those wonderful acts of kindness and mercy and grace that go on in our world? It's only because God is still in control. God does still intervene, and I can't answer why He don't intervene more. Why He don't just come on back and put an end to all this and just establish His throne. But I do know that He's in control, and I trust Him for that. Worry does us no good. That's easy for me to say now, but I tell you what, this last week it's been filled with worry and concern. And the only way that I can get any peace about it, the only way I could get any peace about it and still have any peace about it, is to put it all into His hands and know that it is in His hands. Trusting God, that's the third thing that I learned and was reminded of this week. The fourth thing that I learned this week after an unexpected phone call is that you just finally need to submit to God's will. Matthew 26, verse 39. Then He went a little farther and fell on His face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Now, I'm not in any way, shape, or form comparing myself to Jesus as He was about to go to the cross. But what I am saying is that that's got to be our ultimate confession before God and to God as we come to Him and as we seek Him and as we trust Him. Lord, not my will, but Yours. This is what I want, Father. And I'll be honest with you. I prayed, Lord, I don't want to go. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. I want to stay. But, and I told this to the district superintendent. I said, but if you feel like, I said, I know I don't see the whole picture. I know that I'm only looking at myself and this church. I know that the bishop and the cabinet, the district superintendents, they see the whole conference and all the needs of the churches. And I said, if God wants me somewhere other than Francis Asbury, that's where I want to be. May not be what I want to do personally right now, but I want to be where God wants me to be. And I tell you what, I done give up as far as, and I done yielded to that. And I done started in my mind making mental preparations. I've done prepared 3 sermons this week, folks. I prepared one the first part of the week, or I had my idea of what I was going to preach this week. Had come early. I don't know, was I talking to Brenning? Was I talking to you on the phone or something? I said something about, I've already got my sermon for Sunday. Or I don't know, it may have been Jamie that I said that to. Anyway, I remember telling somebody that. Well, then Tuesday afternoon I get that call. And Wednesday, I get confirmed that I'm leaving. Well, I had another sermon prepared to say that I was leaving here today. And now, after Friday, and the PPR committee met with Ashley, and she reviewed and reconsidered the decision and took it before the bishop, and the bishop said that I could stay. He reappointed me. I had to come up with a third sermon. That's okay. I'm not complaining. I can use that first sermon still somewhere down the line, but I hope that second one that I prepared this week, I don't have to use it for a little while yet.
Amen.
But we've ultimately got to just put it in God's hands. I said to them that I would go and I would do my best wherever God wanted me to be. And I just hope that they were in tune with where God wanted me to be. I'm thankful, folks, that I do feel like that I'm where I'm supposed to be. In the best I can determine in my heart and in my seeking, I feel that way. And I'll be honest with you, as much as I love you people and I love this church, if I knew that God wanted me somewhere else, I would go. I would go without any regrets, but I would go with a broken heart. because I've got a lot of friends here and a lot of people here that I love like brothers. I played golf with three guys Friday. How much did I win? Oh, we were playing together as a team. We weren't against each other. We didn't bring the trophy home, but we had fun. Those three guys and many other people here are I don't have any brothers or sisters, natural, but I'd be proud to call any of them my brother, along with quite a few other fellows here in this church. And you ladies, I'm not trying to leave you out either. You'd be my sisters, and I'd be happy for that. But I just want you to know that I'm going to be here another year. And if you got any complaints, see Sandy and Betty and Pam and Charlie and Carol and who else was in there? Melanie, okay? So, and there's a couple others that I'm sure I've missed somebody. So if you got any problems with me being here another year, it's their fault. No, I think it's where God wants me to be right now. And if at the end of next year, if next year at this time, He wants me somewhere else, then so be it. I'm going to go wherever He says, wherever He wants me to be. And I'll do my best. I'm going to do my best here for the next year that I'm going to be here. Y'all fought to keep me here, or the PPR committee has. So I'm taking it, that's what God wants. So I'm going to be expecting quite a lot from you folks over the next year. You wanted me here. You got me. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my very best to be obedient to God and His call for me and for me as a leader of this church. And I just want to thank you for being my church family and for loving me and my family. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I honor you. I give you all the glory. I thank you, Lord, and I just pray that this experience and this time will strengthen us together, and it'll give us a clearer vision of the purpose you have laid out for us. Thank you, Father, for your perseverance with us. Thank you, Father, for being in control. Lord, we just submit and trust you today. All this we pray in the